appreciate you probably wouldn't have wanted to come back.
I thought I just turned up half an hour early thinking that,
yeah,
you know, I would
get seen maybe early.
Yeah, maybe get in there early because I suffer from anxiety. So
when I
deal with institutions, I get really worried and I can't sleep. So I had to stay up all night,
to make this
appointment. You forced me to come here. You wouldn't come to my house because you say I'm violent.
Well, I didn't force you to come here. It's got nothing to do with me. What'll have happened
you
is
the representative of the government.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm a nurse that works for an independent assessment company. The DWP will have made a decision.
You are representative of the government.
Right, okay. Well, the Department for Work and Pensions will have made a decision of whether you're entitled to a home visit or not. You've got to be literally bedbound at the minute to get a home visit. People have got to be extremely ill or terminally ill to have a home visit at the minute. So they will have made the decision based on that and not in relation to violence, because as far as I've seen, there's nothing about violence on you.
There's nothing about violence.
No.
Every time I speak to the NHS, they tell me I'm violent because I had an argument with somebody on the phone once.
Right, okay. Well, I don't work for the NHS. I haven't worked for the NHS for a long time.
What are your qualifications?
My qualifications, I am a general adult nurse. I'm a nurse prescriber and I've done a master's in specialist public health nursing and mental health. So I'm one of the most qualified people here.
Psychology or psychiatry?
No, I've done specialist mental health, public health nursing and general adult nursing.
Oh, and so you don't know nothing about psychology?
Well, I've got mental health background, yeah, within public health nursing. So as part of my old role, I would have to have people sectioned for the behaviours or psychotic behaviour.
Right.
Have to make decisions on that. Wait, is that a problem?
Well, I just want to make sure that somebody is fully qualified to hear.
I'm one of the most qualified people in this building.
Okay.
So, well, unless you want to see if you want to speak to somebody specifically mental health background, if you prefer to do that, you might have to wait a little bit longer.
Well, that's kind of obvious, isn't it?
Right. Well, it's not obvious because it says on the board in the front of the office that you can be seen by anybody that's a nurse, a paramedic, an occupational therapist. So if you want to come back out with me, we'll try and see if we can find someone that's mental health trained.
Why are you at... Sorry, what are we doing?
We'll go and find somebody that's mental health trained if you don't want to speak to me today.
I thought you just said you were mental health trained.
Do you want to come back out to the phone and we'll see if we can find you somebody?
What does that mean? I have to wait more?
Well, yeah, because you're not happy with my qualifications.
Well, I didn't say I wasn't happy
with
you.
Well, I'm not happy to sit in this room with you, sir. Shall we go back out to the front, please?
Okay. Could you tell me why you're not happy to sit with me?
Because I think you're being difficult for no reason.
I'm being difficult for no reason.
I don't have to tolerate it.
Okay. You seem to have a bit of an attitude from the start.
Can you please come out?
A bit of a blasé attitude, sort of, you didn't look at me, you didn't say hello to me, you didn't treat me like a human, you waved me in the room.
Can I wave you in
like,
I don't care, I'm sat in a room with you while you're questioning my skills and ability and telling me I'm not trained to make a decision.
You look a bit upset that I questioned your qualifications, is that not normal?
Just quotes, darling, Lucy. See you later. I will call police.
What?
We'll call police if you don't leave.
I've got to leave now?
Yes.
Why?
Because of your attitude.
They should have abandoned the assessment
now. All I did was ask her what her qualifications were.
Why? What do you think she's
going to
be?
Because I want to make sure that somebody understands my illness.
Well, of course they do. That's why these people are trained.
Well, she told me that she wasn't actually trained in psychology or psychiatry.
Right, but they're all health professionals. They're all qualified for this job to assess you for the benefit. So
right,
if she felt uneasy today,
before the actual question was concluded, she got up and opened the door and sort of had a bit of a tantrum.
Right, she obviously didn't feel able to continue with it, with the way you presented it, that's all.
I don't understand.
Well, you've been confrontational all morning, coming up and attitude.
I've been all I did was ask how long my
appointment
was going
to be. Yeah, but it's how you asked and it's
how...
You
made me sat there for an hour.
We'd obviously tried to let you know about the delay.
When mentally ill people come in,
yeah,
you need to have compassion, not treat them with an attitude.
Yeah, we do it all. We've informed you about the delay on the phone. I left you a voicemail.
I sat here for an hour, so obviously I...
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
I was bored,
okay
with the delay.
Yeah.
And this woman said she was taking me out to
to see a more qualified person.
Right. Well, just wait to hear.
Then I said, your attitude is a bit strange.
Right.
Then she sort of seemed to have a tantrum. To see somebody more qualified. And I said, how long do I have to wait longer?
Right.
Even. And she said, yeah, you might have to. Then I came out here and you said you're going to call the police on me. For what?
Just the way you're presenting. We didn't say we were going to call the police on you now.
What do you expect mentally ill people to do? I mean, do you want them to... I don't understand.
I've not been there. I've not been in that assessment. Obviously, I can't comment on what's happened.
I can play you back the recording of it if you want.
It's perfectly okay. And also, you need to adhere to the correct recording procedure.
I have.
You can't just do it on your phone, unfortunately.
So you've gone against the rules there, straight away. You're not allowed to do that.
But the process to adhere to, you have to bring
you
up.
You have to have the right.
As far as I know, it's my legal right to record what
you think
I like.
Not in here.
It's a DWP, it's a government, their guidelines, we should go by it.
I don't believe you can.
He's just wanting an argument, Chris. Just shut the door. Because you're confrontational.
What I want is help for my problems.
No, you're being confrontational.
No,
You're going to have to go back to DWP now and try and get another appointment.
So you can't make me another appointment now?
No.
You'll have to get a letter or someone will give you a phone call regarding...
Okay. All right, then. Well, thanks very much for making me spend 3 days writing out a report for you, staying up for 11 hours last night, then being made to sit here for an hour, and
we'll
then being
to call
made
you.
To see somebody without proper qualifications for my illness.
Goodbye.
Your attitude is absolutely disgusting. It's appalling.